Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Welcome back to it. Summer's here, so summer safety is here in the conversation. Michelle Halvasa is here, the chief of the CDC's Healthy Swimming Program. Michelle, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Many years ago, a gentleman that I know had a son who went swimming in Florida and was attacked by a pathogen that he went swimming in a pond. And, the next day, he passed away because of something that got into his system and created great health concerns. When we talk about the prevention of disease and so forth in summer, these recreational water illnesses, I've never forgotten the day I got that phone call that I was told about this, that this 12-year-old child that had done nothing wrong had gone swimming. His parents had done nothing wrong, and the agony and the angst that came from it. How common are these pathogens?
So what we're really focusing on this summer at CDC is Cryptosporidium. It's a parasite or a germ that causes diarrhea that can last up to 3 weeks in otherwise healthy people. In people with weakened immune systems, it can be severe.
Cryptosporidium, so this is just another friend in the water swimming with us?
Yes, and it's very resistant or very tolerant to chlorine. So chlorine kills most germs within minutes. Crypto can survive for days in the well-chlorinated water.
So, that just makes me want to go swimming. Yeah, that just makes me want to jump in the pool. So it's like dysentery.
Well, kind of like that, but it's really about swimming healthier and safer. It's not about not swimming. It's about doing it healthier and safer. So we shouldn't be swallowing the water we swim in. And if we have diarrhea or our kids have diarrhea, we shouldn't be getting into the water. So we should keep our kids out when they have diarrhea, and we should keep ourselves out of the water when we have diarrhea.
All right. A lot of folks, when they go on vacation, no matter where they go, they are going to go to the pool. And it's not just a private pool. It's a public pool. So what can we look for to have some assurance that the public pool we're using has been treated properly, that the water's right, that the swimming pool has been properly maintained?
So chlorine kills most germs within minutes. And what we can do is we can use test strips to check the chlorine and the pH before we get in. The chlorine is what kills the germs, and the pH is what determines how effective the chlorine is at killing germs. So getting these test strips at a big box store or a pool supply store, you can get about 50 of them for around $10. And, test that water before you get in.
So you can test your own water. I've never considered such a thing. Michelle Halvasa, here from the CDC. What other things should we be concerned about this summer as we're out there? I mean, we hear things about not only Cryptosporidium, but we hear about other concerns when we're out there, other parasites. Is there anything else we should concern ourselves with? I mean, obviously, this is one that you want to avoid, because being sick for two, three, 4 weeks, that doesn't sound like a lot of fun.
No, and unfortunately, we're seeing an increase of outbreaks linked to swimming and caused by Cryptosporidium. In 2014, we had about 16 of these outbreaks. We know in 2016, we've had at least 32. So it's really important not to swallow the water and not to swim with diarrhea.
All right, and that's pretty much your big concern this year. Is this one not much else on your radar then?
Well, there's also drowning and there's other issues. It's just about doing things healthier and safer. And in terms of drowning, it's about learning how to swim and not swimming alone. And parents making sure that they pay close attention to their kids instead of their cell phones.
Now, there's some news we can use. Don't be staring at your cell phone, on infinitum and wonder, hey, where'd Johnny go? Michelle, that might be the best advice you gave me so far today. In fact, if that happened, just throw your cell phone in the water and be done with it. We were a better place without him anyway. Michelle Halvasa, thank you very much for stopping in today to discuss these concerns. Crypto, what if you get it? What do you do about it? What do you think you've got it?
If you get it, most people with healthy immune systems, it just runs its course in a week or so.
No pun intended. Yeah, I appreciate that. It'll run its course. Cryptosporidium, thank you, Michelle, for stopping in. Good conversation. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve.
There you have it from the CDC. Don't drink the water. You got that? If you're in the swimming pool, for the love of Pete, do not drink the water. I mean, that's about as simple as it gets, right? All right. And just one more time for our top story today before we head for the exit here. All eyes on Montana now as the Republican candidate for a special election to fill the seat that was vacated by Ryan Zinke when he became the Secretary of the Interior. Greg Gianforte is the Republican candidate. Apparently, he accosted a reporter from the Guardian newspaper, a left-leaning liberal newspaper from the UK, accosted him during a session when he was in with another reporting team. No video, but we have this audio of the incident.
And what we'll talk to you about that later.
Yeah, but there's not going to be time. I'm just curious if you
have the speak with Shane, please.
But you
I'm sick and tired of you guys. The last time that came here, you did the same thing. Get the hell out of here.
Jesus.
Get the hell out of here. The last guy did the same thing. You were the Guardian?
Yes, and you just broke my glasses.
The last guy did the same damn thing.
You just body slammed me and broke my glasses.
Get the hell out of here.
You'd like me to get the hell out of here, I'd also like to call the police.
Right, so you can be the news story, which was probably the goal to begin with.
You just body slammed me.
You gotta leave.
You just body slammed me. I'm gonna call the police. That was probably the intent to begin with, by the way. Don't put that past him. That was the intent. Now he's the news story, and Gianforte now, I don't know, the last polling showed him with a 14-point lead. Other places saying it was neck and neck. I don't know where that's coming from. All the polling I show shows him with a substantial lead throughout the entire race. Will Montana vote for him today, or will they reject him because he accosted a reporter who was being aggressive to him? It's poor judgment on his part, no question. Is it poor enough judgment to tell him he's not going to be a member of the United States Congress? The voters in Montana will decide that today. It is 52 after. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show. Glad to have you along for the conversation. You can always find out more at stevegruber.com. Follow me on Facebook at the Steve Gruber Show and at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. I'm there for you in all these places. We'll be back in just a moment.